So switching over to new agents in breast cancer, you've been involved in research looking at anti-androgens, for example, enzalutamide in breast cancer. Any comments?
So the idea of using anti-androgens therapy is really predicated on the fact that a not insignificant fraction of breast cancers actually express the androgen receptor, and probably far more than we initially thought. And part of it, of course, is based on which assay is used. And, you know, where the largest interest lies is in so-called triple-negative breast cancer that is AR positive. And again, it gets back to molecular subtyping of breast cancer. And within the triple-negative group, you can further refine the subdivisions into, you know, depending on whose divisions you use, the Vanderbilt grouping of about 7 different types, an androgen receptor positive subtype falls out. So the early data with bicalutamide, you know, drugs that we typically think of more in relation to prostate cancer, found that they had a, you know, screen like 500 patients to find 50. And there was some clinical evidence of benefit from utilizing monotherapy with bicalutamide in that patient population. And then more recently, enzalutamide, another prostate cancer-like drug, has also been evaluated. The interesting thing in that experience, and we participated in those trials, is that rather than 10%, the fraction of patients who had AR expression was much higher. So the assay used was somewhat proprietary, but we have some further evidence that this is not so uncommon as we thought. And the data with enzalutamide has also shown clinical activity that probably is not so different than some chemotherapy drugs in the same population. So we'll hear more about the enzalutamide data between San Antonio and ASCO in the next year. But I think for a slice of the pie in terms of specific kinds of breast cancer, these kind of strategies might be useful. And there are even adjuvant trials that are exploring integrating these kinds of agents into, you know, AR-positive, triple-negative breast cancer.
Adjuvant trials?
Pilot trials.
Wow, that's interesting.